Welcome to the Alien Beer Podcast. My name is Chrissy Garrison. I'm an independent science fiction and fantasy author, and I will be reading my stories to you. Before I introduce this episode, I have some news for you. First of all, you may have noticed the absence of the Multiverse Blues after Chapter 16. I decided to take a hiatus on that, as life had gotten to be extremely stressful. Since this is being recorded toward the end of 2020, I think you know what I mean. On top of the pandemic and the terrifying uncertainty of the election, I had some personal issues going on, over and above the anxiety and depression I struggle with every day. Of note, the toilet in my half-bathroom vomited enough sewage to cover the bathroom, the entry room, and half of my kitchen. My wife and I were overwhelmed and have been forced to effectively camp out for the past month and a half while demolition occurred and while we wait for construction to begin. Oh, and my wife broke her wrist. So, naturally, since I was already pushed past my limits, I thought to myself, hey, why don't I do National Novel Writing Month this year? Let me tell you, NaNoWriMo is stressful in the best of years, and I'd already been worrying about burning out on the multiverse blues. Why did I do it? I found myself called by a new project. It's a book called Trans Witch. As I write this to you on November 30th, I have just now finished not just the required 50,000 words in 30 days, but I've also completed all the chapters I wanted to write in it. I have a rough draft of my magical mystery tour of a middle-aged transgender witch who finds herself searching for her lost partner within the College for Wizards she's found. If that sounds to you like it's a big FU to a certain transphobic YA author, you're probably right. Anyway, I plan to resume writing and recording The Multiverse Blues in the next few weeks. Trans Witch should be published by this coming spring. I hope you're enjoying the Alien Beer Podcast. I'm going to continue the every other week format as default for the foreseeable future. In 2 weeks, you can look forward to a holiday special. And 2 weeks after that, I hope to have another chapter of The Multiverse Blues for you. As a palate cleanser for the previous two stories, I gave you a final Iron Rider story I wrote in early 2017. The elements were one hot summer day, a deserted island, buried treasure, chicken with its head cut off. I felt the elements went a little too well together, so rather than rehash Treasure Island, I thought I'd do another story with a twist. This story came in first with a popular vote, and close second with an internal Iron Rider vote, allowing me to advance to the tournament. But more importantly, it was fun to write. Dr. Princess and the Soldier. Dr. Victoria Princess sunned herself, seeming unconcerned. Massive waves threatened to wash over the tiny beach island she lay on. Each time the surf struck, a little bit more of the island sloughed away with the tide as it rolled back out. Victoria wondered whether the shadow of the island's lone palm tree would move to cool her sooner than the island eroded to reach her toes. Through her owlish, near-opaque, green plastic sunglasses, she watched as the bucket-like lifeboat sank into the water with a sucking sound. There went her only other clothing, as well as any hope of getting off the ever-shrinking island. Victoria's face remained cool and impassive, the hint of her trademark smile unchanged. The cloudless sky darkened. Something blocked the sun. The something grew larger. A whisper drew to a scream as it tore through the air right toward her island. Victoria peered at it through her shades, but remained perfectly still as a small airplane crashed into the ground nearby, scattering sand in all directions. Water soon filled the crater it left. A soldier clawed his way from the wreckage with no time to spare as the plane exploded. Bits of debris rained out all around, hot metal sizzling in the salt water. The blast knocked the palm tree to the ground, away from Victoria. Victoria sprang to her feet. "Oh, are you hurt? I'm a doctor. Let me examine your wounds." The soldier raised his grizzled and craggy face and said, "A doctor? That's okay. I'm fine. I'm too tough to need a doctor."
"Don't be silly. Everyone needs doctors sometimes."
"I don't. I eat shrapnel for breakfast."
"That can't be good for your digestion. Here, would you like a cup of tea?" Victoria produced a small plastic tea set out of nowhere. She sat on the ground next to his prone form and prepared the teacups. His face betrayed no emotion as he snorted, "No, I am here to seek buried treasure, not to drink tea, lady." Victoria made no visible reaction, but said, "Buried treasure? Is that why you crashed here?" The soldier sat up suddenly. "Yes, I was shot down by enemy agents. They don't want me to find the treasure." "I haven't seen any treasure," she said, looking past him at the new lagoon that had been dug by his plane's impact and explosion. "That's because it's buried," he said, refusing the teacup she offered. Victoria sipped at her own tea. "Well, how will you dig for—" A shrill shriek shattered the air, and a giant's foot, wearing a flip-flop, pushed them both deep into the sand. "Mom! Aiden just ruined my island party!" cried a voice far up in the sky. "He's running around like a chicken with its head cut off again. Make him stop!" The surf lapped at the foot-shaped crater, and Dr. Princess and the soldier stared up through the water, the smiles on their plastic faces unchanged. Thank you for listening to the Alien Beer Podcast. If you like my stories, please visit my website, sillyhatbooks.com. I publish as E. Chris Garrison, and my books may be found in paperback, ebook, and audiobook format on amazon.com and other places. The theme music for Alien Beer Podcast is Phantom from Space by Kevin MacLeod. I very much enjoy feedback on this podcast and on my stories, so please leave comments on my website, visit me at @ecgarrison on Twitter, echrisgarrison on Facebook, or drop me an email at ecg@sillyhatbooks.com.
What evil lurks in the heart of Don Mondo? Only Chucky the Buddha, the enforcer of the Mondo Mafia, knows. Join them each week on the Mondo Method Podcast as Chuck tries to get Don Mondo to reveal what is best in life and where he hid the bodies. Oh, they also talk about writing and being professional authors. The Mondo Method Podcast with Armand Rosamelia and Chuck Buddha, weekly, wherever you find your podcasts.
This has been a presentation of the Project Entertainment Network.